What's up, everybody? Hey, I want to welcome you to Engaging Heaven today. I need to tell you that you were created for the supernatural. God has a plan for your life. In the next few moments, we're going to feed your spirit. We're going to cut through the fluff and get to the stuff. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today. What's up, everybody? Here we are, Engaging Heaven today. I'm James Levesque, and it's Friday edition. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you if you've been with us for the journey all week. If not, you can go back, and we're going to finish this week off right. We're going to call this episode The Firefall. The Firefall. I'm not really a park guy, but I can't lie. Yosemite National Park is pretty awesome. Not sure if you've been there. And a few years ago, they had this attraction. They called it The Firefall. And what it was when all the trees got rotten on the forest or they had to take them down, they would put them in one big pile. And there could be hundreds of rotted trees in the pile. And you would pay a ticket. They'd have you down on a ledge. They put these big trees on the corner of like a granite mountain, you know? And they literally called it a spectacle. They lit the trees on fire as the sun set down. And they have all, think about hundreds of trees stacked in a big bonfire at top of Yosemite National Park on top of a granite cliff mountain. And all the watchers, there's 1,000 people nearby. And the bulldozers are ready. They're there at the base of these trees. And then the announcer says, okay, we're ready. I kid you not. The crowd watching says, all right, guys, go. And the crowd goes, let the fire fall. And you got to say it again. Let the fire fall. And every time the crowd says it three times, the bulldozers light this burning bush on fire, doused in gasoline of old trees, and then they push it over the cliff. And the advertisement of Yosemite National Park said, come experience the waterfalls of fire. Well, as you can imagine, that was like the best thing these people ever seen. One guy actually had an experience with the Lord. Screaming, let the fire fall, and seeing that God's fire touched him. Well, then he wanted to go back every year at Yosemite just to see it, you know, even if he didn't have a crazy spiritual experience, he just wanted to see it. I mean, who in life could say they've seen that? So he came back the next year, and he said, he realizes that he's there. There's no sign of firefall anywhere. And, you know, he's looking, where's the spectacle? Where's this, you know, waterfalls of fire? And he went to the gate where you buy your ticket, and he said, look, I just, you know, this is my vacation now. I spent my money, my time, I got a hotel here. All I wanted to do was see the fire fall. And they looked at him, and they said, oh, I'm so sorry, sir. Last year was the last time that we've done that. We don't have the fire fall here anymore. The fire won't fall here again. And as you can imagine, that he was disturbed by it, and the Lord kind of gave him a radical message out of it. But can I tell you, that reminds me of so many churches in the world and so many churches in America. Sorry, guys. Yeah, we had a good meeting one time in the 70s. Yeah, 90s, man, that was great. But the fire? Yeah, that doesn't fall here anymore. I live in New England, the land that is known as the birthplace of the Great Awakening. And if there was ever a day that we needed a fire fall again, it's today. But unfortunately, most of the churches are saying, sorry. Yeah, I remember that day. That was great. Yep. I think it could happen. But man, we don't need the fire fall around here anymore. Fire. Really, in many ways, I think it should have been the symbol of Christianity or blood, right? I've talked to you about this. The cross is clean. But today, it's barely an ember. The passion is gone. And what happens when fire goes out? You're stuck with ashes. And we live in a day in Christianity where books are written about ashes. Oh, movies are made full of ashes. Church service productions, ashes. I told a young church planner recently that wanted to try to follow in my footsteps, it ain't going to happen because you need the fire. I don't build churches. I'm not a builder. I build fires, friends. I build fires on altars and watch God move. And I, you know, there's no apologies about it. We have a book coming out from a massive publisher. Just signed a huge book contract with Baker Books, Chosen Books. And it's going to be about the fire. And we do fire nights, and we've had encounters with God's presence in His fire. And somebody recently said to me, why fire? Why fire? Is this what you want to be branded with? Is this how you want to be known? And friends, without hesitation, absolutely. And in case you're confused, I'm going to explain to you why fire. And I'm going to believe today that you're going to have a fire fall take place wherever you are today. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
Hey everyone, Rebecca here. We want to thank you for tuning into the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. As always, please subscribe to our daily devotionals. And when you get a moment, leave feedback and let others know how you're being blessed. You can find more information at www.engagingheaven.com.
What's up, everybody? I'm back. We're talking about the firefall. And somebody said, why fire? I'm going to tell you a few reasons why fire. Number one, I believe that fire is, in many ways, a symbol of Christianity. Hebrews 12:29 says our God is a consuming fire. Micah 3:2 talks about the threshing floor of fire, the refiner's fire. And I love Isaiah 4:4. God came and visited them, and He said, look, I moved in my judgments, and I moved in a spirit of burning. Friends, if there was ever a day that we need the spirit of burning, it's today. Matthew 3:11, we read it a few days ago on the podcast. Jesus will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. That "and fire" is a difference maker, friends. It's fire. It isn't the same thing. There's a fire on your life that I believe is a commissioning fire. It's a fire for your destiny and what you're called to do. It's a refiner's fire. It's a commissioning fire. It's a Pentecost Acts 2 fire. Leviticus 9:22-24, it says the fire went out and consumed the sacrifices. You know, in the Old Testament times, it was a kind of a sign of God's approval, to be honest with you. So secondly, it was a sign of God's approval. They knew that God was with them when He accepted their sacrifice by fire. Genesis 15, Abraham split 5 animal sacrifices down on the ground and laid them out for God to touch them. And the Bible says that a flickering fire walked and started dancing between the animal sacrifices. It was God's way of saying, I approve. Here's fire. Judges 13:9 says, Father Samson, Samson's father offered God a sacrifice, and this whole encounter took place, and a fire began to shoot out of a rock, and an angel started ascending from the fire. It was a sign of approval. When God approves and accepts us, He transforms us by His fire. The other thing you need to realize is fire was a sign of his presence. See, the children of Israel were led in the wilderness with a pillar of fire. Oh, Egypt couldn't see it. They couldn't see the fire over the people, but Israel followed it and it guided them. The sad thing today is the only fire in most churches today is the fire in the kitchen. Come on, somebody. We need fire in our prayer. We need fire in our worship. We need fire to be restored back to the people of God. Charles Spurgeon said, "Let fire, put fire on your sermon or put your sermon in the fire." I'm saying today you need to see a fire fall wherever you are, wherever you're listening from. God wants you to have a fire fall. We live in a day where passion has replaced programs. We come to a day where the fire doesn't no longer sear our conscience. We don't hear the voice of the God, and immorality reigns in churches. People don't care about, now nudity is art and people have it all over their house. Oh no, friends. Oh no. We need a fire fall. We tolerate drugs and alcohol. We tolerate things that angels wouldn't dare to tread on, and it's time that we have a fire fall. 2 Timothy 1:6 says, "Stir up, rekindle the fire, stir up the gift, fan the flame that was given to you by the laying on of hands." Proverbs 26:20 says, "Where there is no wood, a fire goes out." And here's the final point I need to tell you today. God will light your fire, but it's your responsibility to keep it burning. Oh, he'll light your fire, but we've got to keep it burning. We've got to continue to put logs on the fire and not just settle for ashes. I picked up our hymnal recently and I read a verse, and the verse said, "I've got a glad new touch of fire, bless his name." And I'm telling you today, we need a glad new touch of fire, bless his name. God is lighting a fire. He's igniting something on the inside of us. And I'm telling you, we have got to keep the fire burning. It's not my job to keep your flame alive. It's not your spouse's job or your, the petri dish of Christian groups that you're a part of. No, friends, you fan the flame of God. You fan that deposit. You burn. Let a spirit of burning come upon you today to burn for the things that burn on God's heart. Fire is contagious. It will consume what's around it, but you never lose fire igniting something else with a match. So today, we pray. Father, I thank you for your fire. I thank you for your presence. And right now, wherever we're listening, wherever we are, I declare again, let the fire fall. Let the fire fall in the name of Jesus. I pray that you would burn in our hearts, our families, our jobs, our schools, wherever we are. Wherever we are, we burn for you, God. Burn in us holy. We receive today a spirit of burning to do what you've called us to do. We thank you for the commissioning, and we thank you for the strength and the power. And we declare one more time, come on, let's say it together. Let the fire fall. Come on, one more time. Let the fire fall. Wow, 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 wow. Come on. Thank you, Lord. Friends, I believe a new fire is coming upon your life and stirring you for greatness. I can't wait to hear the testimonies of what God has done. We love you. Thank you for tuning in. Amazing week. Want to shout out everybody helping us produce, record, master. We got a wonderful team. Thank you for being an investor in this podcast. We will see you Monday morning, as always, Monday through Friday. Let people know about Engaging Heaven today. Come on!
On behalf of Pastor James Levesque, we want to thank you for tuning in to the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. If you're ever in the Connecticut area, join us at Engaging Heaven Church. We're the one church with two locations, New London and West Haven. For more details, go to our website at www.engagingheaven.com.